Hello, this is Pastor Merv McNair from Lighthouse Baptist Church. As we get ready to begin our podcast for this week, I just want to say it's good to be on the internet here, and hopefully this will be a blessing to you. To our members, I've been praying for you, and hopefully you're staying warm during this sub-zero weather, Arctic weather. Well, this morning, or actually afternoon, I want to share something with you from Romans 15, 1. And in my Bible reading today, I was just thinking about all the people that have to be caretakers. And I know that that can be work. It can be laborious, thankless work at times, being a caretaker. I know that we have some members in our church that they would never say what I just said. But they have to take care of handicapped loved ones, and it's work, and it can be lonely. But thank God they've got the kind of testimony and the heart for the Lord that they're doing their job and they're being a blessing to the people they have to care for. You know, I don't know what your situation is, but it's possible that at this time you are feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling like, is it worth it? And so if that's the case, let me share this passage of Scripture with you, because all of us at any given time are going to have people who are needy that come into our lives. And so this passage of Scripture in Romans 15, verse 1 might be a help. It says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves." Well, I want you to consider that for a moment. The admonition is, we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of our weak. So what God is telling us is, if you have the ability to take care of somebody who has a need that you're able to meet, it is your responsibility, if they're in your life, that is. And they're always going to be there. This strength that God has given you, whether it's physical strength, whether it's financial strength, whether it is wisdom, intellect, spiritual maturity, the Lord has given that to you as a gift. And we're going to give an account for all the gifts that God has given us. And yet there will be people that come to our lives who need those gifts. They need us. This is how we help the weak get strong, if possible. Now, not everybody we help is going to improve. I have a dear high school track coach who his oldest son is handicapped to the degree that he's had to take care of him his whole life. And I think he's probably in his 40s now, the son is. And yet his parents, he is still, for the most part, dependent upon his parents. And, you know, these parents, in doing this, they've had to sacrifice a lot of personal pleasures, and it's work, but God has given them the strength and the ability, and it's been rewarding. The result, actually, for them, and I'll give a shout out to Bill War and his family, they started a camp, and I think it's called Rainbow Camp up in northern Michigan, where it's like an animal farm, and they'll have handicapped kids come in and ride horses, take care of the animals, and just get to enjoy some life out there. And this ministry is a result of Bill and Eileen taking care of their own son. But God gave them strength to take care of somebody who was weak. We just need to remember that, because our strength is a gift from God. And again, we're going to give an account for that. You know, something else to keep in mind, the weak need us. Not all will regain strength, but they all need us. You know, maybe right now you've got a loved one who's ill. You're healthy. It's your responsibility to take care of them. And maybe you're saying, yeah, but they always get sick. I don't. Well, it could be the other way around. As long as you're the healthy one, you've got the responsibility to take care of them, okay? And which leads me to my final point. Okay, I could certainly be more detailed on all of this, but for time's sake, this leads me to my final point. You see, it's important that we do this because the day will come, if we tarry, that we're going to be the ones that are weak. Our bodies are going to break down, maybe our minds, maybe our finances. And we sure are going to be thankful that when we had the opportunity to be a help and a blessing to others, we did, because we reap what we sow. And because when that day comes, when we're in the getting ready for the nursing home or whatever the case may be, you know, we can rest in the fact that our Lord's going to take care of us. I want to read a passage of Scripture out of Psalms chapter 41. And I should have my Bible open here, but Psalms 41 that has always blessed my heart. Verses 1 through 3. And this is a promise. This is a promise to those who, they go out of their way to be a help to the poor, or we could say the weak or the needy. It reads like this. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Now, pay close attention to this verse. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. That's kind of an unusual statement. The Bible says the Lord will make our bed in our sickness. But who's this for? This is for the person who is considered the poor when they've had the opportunity to. They've been a blessing and a help to those who are less fortunate. And now it's their turn. Now they're the ones that are ill. Now they're the ones that are sick. And there's an implication there that we're supposed to make our beds. So when we can't do what we normally could, God is telling us, I'll take care of those things. I'll make your bed when you can't make it. That's the analogy he gives us here. And so I hope this is a help to you. Regardless of what you're going through or how many responsibilities you have, maybe you've got a little baby in the house, maybe you've got a loved one or a friend you're taking care of as well. Just remember, if you're the healthy one, thank God for it. It could be the other way around. I've talked to people who have loved ones who are always financially needy, and they're just always asking for help. And, you know, my advice to them is, listen, it could be the other way around. And I understand that sometimes we don't want to enable people's bad behavior, but boy, we want to be a blessing, and we want to be thankful and mindful of where we get our strength, okay? Well, God bless you, and I hope you have a great week, and Lord willing, we'll see you in church. And by the way, let me say this. Our church marquee was tore down not too long ago, and so we've got a temporary marquee up there. And so our slogan on the sign while we're waiting for the new marquee is, don't wait for a sign to get in church. You have a great week. God bless you.